Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Blessed day who is poor, because the kingdom of God is theirs. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter said to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you. What will there be for us?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, that you who have followed me in the new age, when the Son of Man is seated on the throne of glory, you yourselves sit on the 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone has given up houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for the sake of my name, will receive 100-fold, 100 times more, and will inherit eternal life." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the Feast of St. Clare. He is the first woman disciple of St. Francis of Assisi. The spirit of St. Francis is poverty. But this poverty is not only material goods. St. Francis is teaching us poverty means leave the space, everything, to do the will of God. If we attracted to things more than to God, then we are not poor. Poor means give up. And the disciples, Peter asked Jesus, "We've done everything. What will be the future?" But Jesus promised him, "You have everything. You will have everything." It's so true. When we say we follow Jesus, you don't have to sell all the things you have, but you have to sell all the attachment, even spiritual attachment. If we're doing the will of God, you have to be open to do His will, not attached to what you feel or you think. It's not always easy. I'm tempted also all the time, preoccupied by things, by criticism, but what I have to do. I forgot to live moment by moment in His love. We have to ask St. Clare, St. Francis, to give us the true spirit of poverty. That means to say, just to live the will of God. Just to have Jesus in our heart. This is the fullness of our life. Attachment to things, to spiritual goods also. Maybe we have to learn for the time being, put them down in order to listen, to care the person next to us. Many times we are distracted of the future, of the past. But Jesus expects us, moment by moment, to live His will. The will of God is simple to a certain sense. Just open yourself to that person. Just just open yourself to do well this assignment, no more and no less. If we are preoccupied by future, by the past, then we could not live well the present moment. This is not true poverty. True poverty means even all these things in our heart, to put them down, and one mind, one heart, to do the will of God by listening to the person next to you, by giving a helping hand to those who are in need of you.